శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం స్వయం రూప వందే శ్రీగరు శ్రీయుతమీగరు వైష్ణవాశ్రీరూపం సహగణారఘునాథాం సాధూతం కృష్ణదేవ శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాభిషాకాంక్షణేకృష్ణాకాంక్షణోకేశోపికాంక్షణాకాంక్షణే జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే
తస్యాపితవదేహోయం కృపణస్య జిజీవిషో జీర్ణోరయాసీవ
జీర్ణోయాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్యాశీవ్ Despite your unwillingness to die and your desire to live at the cost of honor and prestige, your miserly body will certainly dwindle and deteriorate like an old garment. Very strong words. Purport. The words Kripana Siddhi Vishoho are significant. There are two classes of men. One is called the Kripana and the other is called the Brahmana. The Kripana or the miserly man has no estimation of his material body. But the Brahmana has a true estimation of himself and the material body. The Kripana, having a wrong estimation of his material body, wants to enjoy self-verification with his utmost strength. And even in old age, he wants to become a young man by medical treatment or otherwise. Dhritarashtra is addressed herein as a Kripana, because without any estimation of his material body, he wants to live at any cost. Vidura is trying to open his eyes to see that he cannot live more than his term and that he must prepare for death. Since death is inevitable, why should he accept such a humiliating position for living? It is better to take the right path even at the risk of death. Human life is meant for finishing all kinds of miseries of material existence, and life should be regulated that one can achieve the desired goal. Dhritarashtra, due to his wrong conception of life, had already spoiled 80% of his achieved energy. So it behooved him to utilize the remaining days of his miserly life for the ultimate good. Such a life is called miserly because one cannot properly utilize the assets of the human form of life. Only by good luck does such a miserly man meet a self-realized soul like Vidura, and by his instruction get rid of the nations of material existence.
Opportunity to serve you by sharing a few thoughts. And I apologize for the delay. Krishna arriving here.
We are discussing from the Srimad Bhagavatam
of this 13th chapter entitled
Dhritarashtra Quits Home. This chapter is a very powerful chapter. Bhagavatam is meant for different kinds of people and it acts in different ways with different kinds of people. Actually, this Bhagavatam is meant for Paramahamsas, Dharmatranam Satam, who have absolutely given up any kind of envy within their heart. For them, Mahuraho Rasika Bhuvibhavuka Nigama Kalpataro Garitam Phalam Shukamuka Amrita Dravasamina. In mango season, everyone wants to drink mango juice. No seed and no skin. Semi-solid. Not like just to be drunk and not to be just bitten, but just smoothly just going inside and nourishing. So it's like that. It's fruity. Fruity is also very liquid, actually, like water. But it should be semi-solid. Amrita Drava Green. And you only need to put a straw in this sun. And what is that straw? If you need to introduce to suck this juice in the association of sincere, pure-hearted devotees who come together simply for sole purpose of glorifying the Lord and purifying one's existence. If this is the only motive for coming together in that association, Machitta Madhyata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam Kadayanta Shtamam Nityam Tushyam Ticha Raman Ticha. Machitta, those sincere devotees who are Machitta, always trying to think about the Lord. Madhyata Prana, who are sincerely trying to dedicate their lives to fulfill the mission of the Lord, the desire of the Lord within this world. Bodhayanta Parasparam, always trying to encourage, inspire each other, preaching to each other, giving faith to each other, giving hope to each other. Kadayanta Shamam Nityam, and the only purpose of association is keeping Krishna and the mission of Guru as a center. That association is actually devotee association. Devotee association doesn't mean we all come together, devotees come together and go to watch a movie. Let's go to eat ice cream in the association of devotees. Devotee association means where Krishna and the mission of Guru is the center. How we can encourage and inspire each other to actually achieve the perfection of life and help others do so. So, when that straw is there, then you can relish. Prashant Goswami would always do that at Radha Damodar Temple. Come together, discuss, relish, and also compile literature for the benefit of all mankind. The second kind of people for whom Bhagavatam is meant is us sadhakas. When we come together and discuss Srimadam, Sukhata, Krishna, Punya, Shavana, Kirtha, Hridayam, Tathohi, Abhadrani, Nidhunodhi, Dhulna, Vashina, Nidhunodhi, Nidhunodhi is completely washed up, Siddhant Sabhana. When the Lord sees, we can pour of our heart that we are eager to hear, to glorify Him, to purify our hearts. Then from inside, He does the cleansing, which is impossible for us to do. We cannot remove the anarthas from within our heart. So in such Bhagavatam, for sadhakas when they read, such a chapter is very powerful. very powerful chapter, where very, very mercifully, Vidura, who has been asked to get out of a situation, of the comforts of palace, and of position, power, prestige, had again come back. But he did not come with the purpose of enjoying those facilities. He had already left years ago, and he was traveling all over the world. Mahatma Vidur, Vidura Sanyasi, traveling all over. Absolutely unconcerned. But he came back with a single purpose: deliver that person whom he loved very much from his heart, in whom he had invested. And he was very frank. He spoke very harsh words. The words in this chapter are like piercing like a sword. Straight enter inside and, you know, rends the heart, actually. But it had a desired effect. It had a desired effect. Why? Because Vidura was not doing it out of envy. He had no interest whatsoever of any benefits, material benefits from that situation. He was doing it in the mood of servant. He was doing it to the best of his understanding as a service to Krishna. The deep, genuine concern for the Krishna. And this way, Purnima. Actually, this chapter is a surgery. And in the surgery, the palace of Dhritarashtra is the operating chamber, operating room. And Dhritarashtra is the patient. And Vidura is the surgeon. And his words are the scalpel. And in what is the disease? The tumor of bewilderment arising from attachment. And when we read this chapter, there is a powerful lesson for us also in this. In one sense, we are all like Dhritarashtras, more or less. We should not think that this is meant for outsiders, materialistic people, you know. Certainly, you should understand. Read this chapter and learn lessons. It's actually for sadhakas, like us, who can, who have the potential, we have the potential that we can also become like Dhritarashtras. Blind. We cannot see things in proper perspective. And we lose sight of the goal. And someone has to shake us and arise us out of our illusion, where things are, everything becomes topsy-turvy. Few months back, I had gone to Aurangabad in an engineering college. I was supposed to do lecture. They had given me a topic. I prepared very nicely. And as I entered the gate, they told me, "Swamiji, principal is calling you." I went. The principal said, "Today's program is cancelled, otherwise you have to change the topic." I said, "You gave the topic." "Yeah, but the situation is very different here." I said, "What happened?" He said, "One of our boys did go yesterday, jumped on the 6th floor and committed suicide." I said, "What? What?" "No, the results were different." "Oh, did he fail?" "No. He took second in the class. Fourth year, civil engineer. Second in the class? So why did he commit suicide?" "Because he took second." His expectation of first, his parents' expectation of second, I don't know. Couldn't handle it. He jumped up. And he Jesus,
he did.
The prince told him,
why don't you bring some sense into this people? Why don't you speak something? I said, give me 10 minutes, sir.
I'll prepare.
1 hour later, I prepared.
So, after 10 minutes when I went,
hey,
all of them were there. And I asked them, I said, what, how big is the sun?
They said, so many times bigger than the planet Earth.
And I asked them, how big is the 1 rupee coin? I said, if you bring the 1 rupee coin too close to your eyes, it can cover the sun. Can a 1 rupee coin ever cover the sun? Absolutely not. But when it is too close to the eyes, it can cover the sun. It can cover everything. Similarly, human life is very valuable. Durlabham manasam janma tadapi adhuvam arthadam. It's very valuable. It's so rare. Sulabham videham adhyam sulabham sudurvam sulabham. We never tried. Suddenly we found ourselves crying and suddenly we found it. We got a human body. Sulabham. We got it easy. But sudurvam. Very rare. Very rare to get another human life. You slip out of this chance. It's not that simply you go out to 84 life species. Tukaram Maharaj says in Maharashtra, in Labham, eka eka yoni madhe koti koti phera. In all these 84 lakh, you may get stuck in one and rotate a million times before going to the next one. Before coming to the human life. So, Durlabham, how valuable is the human life? But when a person, because of lack of knowledge, becomes a kripana, a miserly person, then an insignificant, useless thing occupies so much of his consciousness and blinds him that he doesn't realize that he is losing out on the powerful assets of human life, as Prabhupada writes here. How much the sun can do? We lose track. And all of us, we have our own Duryodhans. All of us will have our own Duryodhans. Don't think we are not Dhritarashtras. We are all Dhritarashtras. More or less. We all have a deep-rooted attachment to our own dear Duryodhans. And even though we may be practicing for a long time Krishna consciousness, just like Bhaktisiddhanta Sushi Thakur gave the example of the marriage party who wanted to cross the Ganga, and at night they got onto the boat and told the boatman, please take us across. Tomorrow morning is the marriage of the bridegroom. We want to reach there tomorrow morning. And all of them went to sleep. Relax. Hoping that tomorrow morning they will be there. And the boatman was throughout the night rowing the boat. Morning they saw, they hadn't moved an inch. They were in the same spot. But the boat was moving. Full speed. The devotee man was sweating. When they woke up, they started chastising the boat man. They said, I'm sweating. The whole night I've been rowing. What was the problem? The boat's anchor was not removed. Generally the boat is parked inside the water, little inside the water because it touches the soil. But it is inside the water and he was rowing and the boat was moving, but it was simply going round and round because the anchor was not removed. So they were exactly on the same spot. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sushi Thakur says, Human life is like the boat, and our rowing is like the sadhana that we perform, finishing our rounds, following the principles. Anything that I'm doing it. But if we do not remove the anchor of attachment, that can be potentially a very unhealthy situation for us, because we don't take us across the cycle of birth and death. Nadehi hamadhyam suravam sukullaham pravam sukalpam. Pravam, pravam means boat. Sukalpam. Exclusively made for crossing. This is the only boat in all 84 lakh species. Only the human life is the most suitable boat. Pravam sukalpam. Sukalpam means exclusively made for this purpose. No other purpose. Human life is meant for self-realization. Nothing else. Pravam sukalpam. Guru Karuna Dharam. And if we are fortunate enough to get a Yuga like personality in our heart, in our lives, and then Mayanu Kulena, an axis of a compass like Bhagavad, which gives a clear direction, which is the north, don't get sidetracked. It's like a compass, it only shows north. You will never lose track of the direction. Mayanu Kulena, and it acts like a powerful breeze, favorable breeze. Mayanu Kulena, Vasvadevitam. Puman Bhavabhi Natare Sa Atmahan. Having got a boat, having got a captain, having got a compass, in spite of all of this, we do not remove our anchors. Then there is very unfortunate. That would be pretty unfortunate. Dhritarashtra, what happens when we become attached? We lose track. It becomes the priority in our life. That attachment becomes a priority. And because of that priority, we lose track of the proper vision of to see things in their proper perspective. Our perspective is lost. We lose our perspective. Shila, and therefore, we are not alert. We are not alert to the passing of time. Time and tide wait for no man. We lose time. Time is so imperceptible unless you are alert. Unless you are very, very alert, you will not know. And it will be too late by the time you know. Srila Sukadeva Goswami, in three verses, explains what is the difference between a materialistic person and a spiritual person. We can apply this to what is the difference between a materialistic devotee and a serious devotee. In three verses, Srila Prabhupada explains, you can differentiate a materialistic person and a spiritual person by I call it the triple A formula. You apply this triple A formula, you know whether I am like Vidura or am I like Dhritarashtra. He criticizes the materialistic person by mentioning, differentiate them between the activity. We have a body, body is activity. Senses. We have a mind, and mind becomes absorbed. So absorption. We have an intelligence, and that intelligence is meant for being alert, to discriminate and to become alert. Activity, absorption, and alertness. So he says, he begins the second canto, after hearing all this, the second canto begins. Shrotavyadini Rajendra Nam Santi Tahatrasha Abashyatam Atmatattvam Griheshu Grihamedhina. He says, Shrotavyadini Rajendra Nam Santi Tahatrasha Abashyatam Atmatattvam Abashyatam. one who does not see what?
Atma Tattvam.
What is Atma Tattvam? When the soul falls into this material world, just like when the rain falls on the ground, it becomes muddy. Water is not muddy, but mud is induced, any part is included. You have to filter to get back the pure water. Similarly, when the jiva falls into this material world, Mother Nature says, welcome, welcome. I'll get you married with material nature. Three modes of nature on one side, jiva on one side, she takes his dhoti and her sari, and tie the knot, go 7 times around. Now we are permanently married to each other. Hum janam janam ke saathi. You get one body after another, one body after another, one body after another. What is that knot? The knot is the subtle body. The subtle body is a knot which keeps on tying us to another gross body, another gross body, another gross body. Before giving up this gross body, as Krishna says in the 5th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, before giving up the body, if you can cut off the subtle body, Manabuddhi Ahankar. Material mind is connected to material intelligence is connected to material false ego, and that is connected to the soul, next door neighbor of the soul. So if we remove that, then we get detached. So that is Atma Tattvam. That is the purpose of life. How to finish off the subtle body before the gross body is finished. That is liberation. How do you finish off the subtle body? The process is given. By remembering the Lord, by being absorbed in the Lord, by engaging in the service of the Lord. So, Shodha Vyanini Rajendra Nam Samadhi Sahasrasha. If you are not thinking about Krishna, invariably you will be thinking about so many subject matters, seasonal subject matters. People are truly talking about elections. Tomorrow week there can be a wave, cricket season, then there is another sports season. When there is musical season, then rock show season, all papers are full of these kind of subject matters. So many subject matters. So our absorption is so many other subject matters. Mind is absorbed in other subject matters. Rather than Chotavya, Kirtitavyascha, Dreya Pujyascha Nikila, Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma, Bhagavan Ishwaro Hari, Chotavya, we should always be correct anything. Connected to Krishna or connected to anything in relationship with Krishna. That should be our absorption. Then, what about the activity? Nidraya hariyate natvam devayena java vayaha divacharthe hayavadam kudumba bharayenava. What is the essence of all that activity? Nidraya hariyate natvam. We spend the whole night sleeping or engaging in some self-gratification activities. Thanks to technology, so many others are also available. And divasa arthe ihayaraja. The whole day, trying to simply make it go and somehow earn something. In this way, the whole life goes away. And the children see person. But Krishna says in the Gita, Yat Paroshi Rasna Sivaji Hoshi Padasya, Yat Padasasi Gaunti Yat Purusha Madhva. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you sacrifice, whatever you give away, do it as an offering to me, Krishna Arvanamastu. To be alert that our activity is actually for the pleasure of satisfaction of Guru and Krishna, or is it our own mental endeavor? And the third thing is alertness. Deha Apatya Kalatradishu. Atma Kainyeshu Asatsuapi Tesham Pramattu Nidhanam Pashyannapi Na Pashyam. What is alertness? Or lack of alertness? Pashyannapi Na Pashyam. He is seeing but not seeing. The guard is sitting there with wide open eyes and the thief enters, sees everything. hey, kya kar soya nahi, dekh raha kya dekh raha, koi ghusa koi bahar gaya, mere samjha kab kiya kya kiya. So he was not alert. He sees, but he can't see. He doesn't see. Because he was not alert. Question na bina question. We have 20x20 vision. We see everything, but we don't see at all. Why? Because we are not alert. What is alertness? Prabhupada explains. Alertness to the prime duty of life. What is the prime duty of life? Better situation in next life. That is alertness. I should always be aware. I should have a better situation, in fact, the best situation in next life. That is alertness. Life is a preparation, death is the examination. If a child is going to school, why does he go to school? 1 year of school, and he's tested in 1 hour, and that 1 hour will decide whether he go to the next class or he remains in the same class, but probably so bad that he is demoted also. So alertness means, why have I joined the school? Exam is going to come every year. I have to prepare for it. Maharaj Khatwanga, example is given in the Bhagavatam. Maharaj Khatwanga was fighting for the demigods. At the end of it, he was asked by the demigods, you served us so nicely, ask for any benediction. He was alert. He could have asked for any benediction. The demigods were happy. They were ready to give any material benediction. How much time I have? He said, only 1 moment. 1 moment? It's on? He left the heavenly planets because there was too much distraction and temptation. Came to the earthly planet, focused on the Lord, and achieved the perfection. Shukadeva Goswami, such a responsible person. Parikshit Maharaj, such a responsible person. So many responsibilities, so many activities. His mind was absorbed in taking care of the whole planet, emperor of the whole planet. But at the back of the mind, the alertness was always there. What is the proof? All of the other notice was given. Okay, you're going to die in 7 days. He didn't say, I'm not planning it. I think I should take a month's leave and plan out all my property, where it will go, and whom I should give my bill to whom. Washed off, came on the banks of the Ganga. That is alertness. Always alert to the passage of time. Krishna Kaviraj Goswami, when he was writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, I'm such an old man, my limbs are trembling, my eyes can't see properly, ears can't hear. Same like Dhritarashtra. Same situation like Dhritarashtra. But he was alert. And therefore he says, I will give all the essence of the chapter before, because I don't know I may pass away before I complete the book. So in the beginning of the book, I'll give in summary all that I want to speak. Srila Prabhupada, he was also so alert. He knew that he was a friend. Therefore, he was preparing. He had taken his guru's mission as his life and soul, and he was preparing years at Radharananda. Preparing for the candle of Srimad Bhagavatam. He didn't wait for all the 12 candles, because he knew time is passing away. He took the first canto. In fact, within the first canto, 3 volumes, he put all that he needed to go back to Varga. He said that. Then when he got time, he wrote the Krishna book. He said, the purpose of Bhagavatam is to relish the 10th canto. I don't know if I may live or not till I finish the 10th canto. So he wrote the Krishna book. Again and again he told his followers, I'm an old man, I can go away at any time. He had seen what happened after the passing away of the Bhaktivinoda. So therefore he prepared. He tied all the loose knots. He had the GBCs to manage. He saw the future. He did all of these things. He wrote books. Actually, the first important books. Then he said, if I have time, I'll write Mahabharata, Ramayana, everything. all the Puranas, but first important, Bhagavatam, Sisa, Gita, Night of Devotion, Ishopanishad, whatever, the books. This is alertness. See, the Prabhupada explains what is the difference between a Brahmana and a Kripana. Two beautiful statements. No estimation of his material body. You have a material body, you don't have a proper estimation. And number two, properly utilize the assets of human life. Two instances. So how do we test ourselves? Are we Kripana or not? Two things. Number one, do we have a real estimation of the value of the material body? He said, when you show something to a cook, the expert person, he gives a valuation. He sees the gold and he says, he tests and says, it is very valuable. Not very valuable. So we should have an estimation of the material body, human body. Secondly, properly utilize the assets of human life. What is the asset? What is the asset we have in human life? Now, devotee explained, it is like a fat gift. Human life is a fat gift of Krishna. What is a fat gift? F-A-T. Human life is a wonderful facility with some ability and some time. It's a wonderful facility. Only human life you can perfect your life. With some ability, physical ability, mental ability, intellectual ability, and some time, as we don't know how much time is given to us. We are not a Parishad Maharaj, we will see in your business. Of course, old age means one sadhu, I think Radha Guru Maharaj, some other sadhu, I don't care. He said, Krishna gives so many notices. The first notice is the hair near the ears become grey. Hari Bol, old age has come, get ready. We neglect tear the notice and throw it by dyeing the hair. I'm still young man. What about a medical treatment? Dye the hair and say, sorry, I didn't see the notice, I didn't receive it, I didn't sign it. The eyes can't see. Go to the eye specialist. Not even specs, because everyone will come to know you are getting old. Contact lenses. Teeth is getting old. Don't worry, we have the best orthodontist in town. A 70-year-old man gets in, he comes out smiling at his 32 as 17-year-old. What a transformation. So he says, Bhagawan, choti choti ghanti bajate hain, aur ghanti nahi sunoge, to ghanta ban jata hai. Ting, ting, ting. Get ready, no rascal, down. So many notices are given. So it's a facility. It's a wonderful facility with some ability, physical, mental, intellectual, and some time. You don't know how much time it is at this person. Obviously, when the more we grow older, the more exam comes closer, children are told, enough, don't watch TV anymore now, don't go to play anymore now, time is very short, you have to study, focus, if you are studying 3 hours, now increase it to 8 hours. There's so many subject matters, and you have so much time, only 1 week, and 8 subject matters. Realize, please understand, exam is coming closer. You can enjoy now, but you will suffer later. 1 whole year will go away. So old age means time is coming closer. That means Hanikulya Sankalpo Pratikulya Vardhanam. One should gradually increase the activities of Krishna, conscious activity, then gradually hand over, empower, delegate, and legalize. So somehow, I should be focusing on this. Devasagar Maharaj was one time in Mayapur giving a brilliant example of this. Just understand, gradually. He said, in the Western, they're actually shopping malls. Nowadays, of course, here, malls are also very present. He said, in the malls, they have a very powerful way of advertising their malls. They say, the million customer, when the million customer, they're counting, every customer that walks in, then their number click, and it's counting. 1 million customer, it's indirect way of telling the whole world, just see, 1 million people are coming to this mall, very important place to visit. And secondly, they are focusing all the camera, and as soon as the million customer walks in, they suddenly focus the camera and tell you, sir, you are the millionth customer, and you have 10 minutes, here is a trolley, you can go through the shopping mall, and pick up anything and put it on the mall, anything on your trolley, of course within 10 minutes. And you go out, it's free of cost. Build them all, the kitchenware, electronic goods, name it and they have it. Something else. And you have very little trolley. The trolley is quite big, but compared to what is there in the mall. And you have only 10 minutes. And you have to use your intelligence, alertness, which is valuable, which I need, not what I want, what I need. And if they show that the whole camera is on the customer, he goes wild. He's putting and throwing and, you know, some things are falling off, he's putting and pushing and somehow, and by the time, he's so absorbed, that there is Tom, sorry sir. We got free advertisement, but no loss. And poor fellow, nuggets, 10 minutes are passing. So similarly, the point that was your making was such a wonderful opportunity. Human life means Krishna says, all right, we have this facility, here's the trolley, human life. And here's the ability, you can go anywhere and pick up anything. And you have, if you're very fortunate, 100 years. Then you got no one who's 100 years. Anisha, Anisha. So therefore, very first time. So what should we do? What is the... So time is very short, little ability and little facility we have, and we don't know how it will be taken away. What is the best thing you should do? That is what is Parikshit Maharaj's question. I have only 7 days. What is the best thing I should do, Parikshit Sukhdevji? You please tell me. Because so many pages were there, and all had different opinions. And when Shukadeva Goswami walked in, everyone stood up and said, this person can give you the final. And he said, what is the best welfare activity? The best welfare activity is pure devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unalloyed, uninterrupted devotion. He gives the, why is this the highest welfare activity? No other welfare activity is higher than this. Because it gives the highest benefit for the longest period to the largest number of people. It gives the highest benefit. There is nothing foreign to him. There is no thing higher than this. Let the Kwanani was something, the Dhamma. If you reach that, you will never fall from that position. And for the longest duration of time, because even if you do some pious activities, you go to heavenly planet, but it's like credit card. You keep throwing a credit card, get the goods, and one day you throw the credit card, it's thrown back at your face. Sorry, sir. Back to square one. Come back. And it benefits the largest number of people. Why? Because you're watering the root of the tree. Every part of the tree is nourished. Therefore, Mahayuti Apratihada, Reyatma Suprasimati, and the soul becomes completely satisfied. So, what's stopping us? We all know this. We all know this. What is stopping us? We lack faith. We lack faith because of anarthas. What are the anarthas? That's why Krishna, Rupa Goswami tells in the spectrum of instruction. Utsaha Nishayat Gita. Nishayat. Nishayat means faith. What is the faith? That I am on the right track. What I am doing is the best. There is nothing higher than this. Therefore, the sign of faith is two. The faith is the center point. And one hand is utsaha, enthusiasm, and on another hand is patience. The sign of faith is enthusiasm and patience. Enthusiasm without faith becomes the more of passion. You're doing something, and according to your estimation, the results are not coming. In fact, everything is falling apart. A passionate person becomes restless. He loses faith. I'm doing so much. Maybe Krishna doesn't exist. Maybe Krishna doesn't know the situation. Maybe Krishna doesn't understand. Why is this happening? Is something wrong? That's Krishna. Do you not understand? That means we are lacking faith. Why? Because it's a mode of passion. Kama yesha, krodha yesha, rajoguna samudbhava. It's more of passion. Kama, lust. Lust, restlessness. I want what I want when I want. And if I don't get it, something is wrong with the process. You will never think that it is with me. Something is wrong with the process. Therefore, Rupa Goswami said, nishchaya, have faith. One should never lose one's enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is the life of faith. If we lose our enthusiasm, that means we have no faith. But enthusiasm is simultaneously accompanied on the other side. Just like, you know, the Lord Narayana has Sri Devi and Bhudevi on two sides. Isn't that everything here? But wherever I go, Narayana, Sri Devi, Bhudevi. So like that. Faith has two. Utsaha and Dhairya. One should have patience. Dhira Tatrana Mukhyati. Never gets bewildered. If you get bewildered at Dhritarashtra, that means we are attached to certain way that Krishna should act in our lives. I'm doing so much, why tears are not rolling from my cheeks? I'm chanting 16 rounds in 16 years. Tadashmatam Hadayam Bhadiram. Why are my tears rolling down my cheeks? Why is hair not standing on end? It only stands on end when a dog chases me. Only patience without faith is the mode of ignorance. Bhagavan jab chahe karenge, aaram se so jao, hoga jab. So, passion or enthusiasm without faith is a mode of passion. And patience without faith is, you may potentially go into the mode of ignorance. The life of hell. Life of enthusiasm and life of prana chidar shirvata. Prabhupada writes in the Gurukul, very wonderful. He says, it is better to take the right path even at the risk of death. This is patience. It is better. I will stick to the right path. Even at the risk of death. That is integrity. We will not compromise on our integrity. The whole Bhagavatam is about devotees who exhibited integrity. Holy Maharaj, what integrity? I have given my word to this Brahmana, I will not go back, even at the cost of losing everything. Everything. That is integrity. People who want to live with integrity, it's so difficult. You know, children, youngsters, they're going to college. They see everyone enjoying. And you have heard the four regulative principles. Very important to live a pure life, a life of integrity.
You have so much to lose.
If you live a life of integrity, you lose out on so many things.
And you gain nothing.
Maybe this way. If you live a life of integrity, you lose practically everything that the world is craving for. And what do you gain? Nothing. Just the inner satisfaction. And you live a life of integrity. Purely. But spiritually, you lose nothing and gain the spiritual world. You lose nothing. What do you lose? The whole world is a big illusion. However, these zeros you add, ultimately is a big zero. The Krishna is not pleased. The Krishna is not satisfied. So much because the dharma is concentrated, Hari portion. The Krishna is not satisfied. The Guru is not satisfied. What is the point? Who are we trying to? It's simply our own egoistic endeavor. That's all. That is integrity. That is proper perspective. And Bhagavan is all about that. He was ready to lose his life at the cost of not compromising on the principles. He actually was ready to lose. He was about to give up his life. The only sustenance was the food and the little water. That also he was ready to pay. No compromise. The demigod bowed their head to that level of integrity. It is better to take a life path even at the risk of death. Jatayu. He knew I am going to lose against Ravana. There is no hope. Absolutely no hope. In fact, he never saw Sita being returned. He never saw that. His life was finished. But in the eyes of Lord Ram, that day he gained everything. He gained spiritual world. It's Krishna's plan. You don't know what's going to happen when I do my part. That's all. Even though I don't seem to gain anything, looks like my life is going as a waste. It's not. Buddha comes in. Agatva rasantapam, agatva ranamratam, anusrija satam margam, let's swallow the vidatbahu. Niti Shastra says. Agatva parasantapam, without causing distress to the hearts of people, what to speak of devotees. Agatva khalanamratam, without compromising to the unprincipled men. Anusrija satam margam, mahajanamiyan vrasapanta, following the footsteps of great acharyas. Yet Swalpamapi, at the end of your life, you made just one progress, one step you kept. Tatbahu. Great. It's great. Because Neha Vikramanashas, Pratyavayam Vikram. Swalpamapya se dharmasya prayate mahatohaya. You live, live the life and die full of satisfaction. Krishna is satisfied, you will be satisfied. You will be happy, you will be blissful. But then, causing so much distress to the hearts, every living entity. And at the same time, agatva aharanda, with a bowing down, compromising on that integrity, and not following the path led by the acharyas. Then, even you achieve glory in the eyes of men, glory in the eyes of people at large, temporarily achieve glory even in the eyes of spiritual circles. But we are a loser because Krishna sees the effort, not the result. How was your effort? We need Viduras in our life to give that nishchaya. Because we are not like you to do that. And therefore, if we are, as I said, in the association of sincere devotees, Kali means, in Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma is Sankirtan. What is Sankirtan? Sangha Kirtan. glorifying the Lord congregationally. And Kali's endeavor is quarrel and hypocrisy. Kali means quarrel and hypocrisy. And opposite of that is Sankirtan. Sankirtan means opposite of quarrel is unity, and opposite of hypocrisy is integrity. It's very difficult. The thickest austerity for Sankirtan is, what is the greatest tapasya? Arabhito yadi haris tapasya patasya. The real tapasya is to glorify the Lord congregation in this age. And the real Narabhito yadi haris tapasya patasya. What is the real tapasya? And Kirtaniya Sadahari, that's what Mahaprabhu said. And therefore, that Kirtaniya Sadahari means, you have to do four things. Pranabhavi Sumijena, Karo Niva Sahishuna, Amanina, Manadena. Only then you can Kirtaniya Sadahari. Kali's endeavor is to push up your false ego. Because once the false ego comes, then you defy the authority of Krishna. Defy any other authority. That is Kali's endeavor. Remove the faith in the authority. You become your own authority. Then everyone has their own way. And the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement is to accept the authority of Krishna. Eko bahunam yogadhati kama. So, this association, coming together to increase our faith in the mercy and the blessings of the Lord, and to come together, whatever is necessary we shall do, that is tapasya. That is the greatest tapasya. Because real tapasya is whatever facilitates congregational chanting of the holy name, we shall do, and whatever is not conducive, we shall give up. This is the greatest austerity. Even at home, sometimes, I want what I want. Your opinion is the best, my opinion is the best. Think like that. So it's such a wonderful thing that Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada have given us a blessing that we come together to glorify the Lord and purify our existence. And like Dhritarashtra, whatever obstructs that vision, that we should, by the help of Vidura's in our life, remove those, and actually then we can achieve all auspiciousness. Just like Dhritarashtra, he followed at the last end of the life. He followed it, and he achieved the highest perfection that it was possible for him, but he was able to do it. We can also do that in this year. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. In Hindi they say, Choti Mu Bari Baat. A little mouth, big talk. So, if I have spoken anything which is beyond the little mouth of mine, please forgive me. And I try with me and speaking to put faith to myself. See, we should preach ultimately for our benefit. In the process, if four people are benefited, that's bonus. Don't think, Lord Krishna Maharaj said, don't think you are gift of God to mankind. This one devotee should stop thinking that they are gifts of God to mankind. Mahaprabhu has already done it. As Krishna already did it, the match fixing was already done. Tasmatu Murti Yashoda Bhasva. Maye Vaite Nihata Purameva, Nimitta Matra, Yashoda Bhasva. If you nimitta, you become nimitta, you get the glory, you enjoy all wonderful things. If you don't, will somebody else do it? You should stop thinking that we are preachers having a halo around our head. I brought all these people. Please remember who gave the first
message of Krishna. Who knew the first Gita?
That's another ego, even in spiritual life. It's simply insignificant.
Maybe Krishna has even just be grateful.
Be grateful.
A useless instrument. That is Krishna's greatness. That is useless instrument is gratefulness.
That's amazing. That greatness of a player is, give him a third class instrument, he plays first class music. If something has happened with this useless instrument, it is simply, how wonderful is this? Even insignificant useless instrument is used. He plays such wonderful music. Be grateful. That's all.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki
jai. Jai Guru Pranam.
Thank you.
I heard it as Akash was that's because I'm giving a that invented for the group.
How can one increase one's enthusiasm and faith in Krishna?
Patience.
I had a realization I want to share. When youngsters associate with senior devotees, they develop patience. And when seniors associate with youngsters, they develop enthusiasm. Because when I was young, I was so enthusiastic, and I used to see the older devotees. And now I'm becoming a little older, and I know if I don't associate with youngsters who are new, who have experienced that taste and say, "Wow, Guruji, I did this." Really? Why am I not getting the taste? That means it is becoming mechanical. Means anything material becomes mechanical. Spiritual doesn't become. Vayam tu na vitupyam hauptam sloka vikrame yashrimata amrata jnana swadu swadu padevalu. So, the one who is experiencing right now and he said, "Wow, so nice, isn't it?" So, really? I used to feel like that. Why am I not feeling like that? When something is wrong, I think that it is becoming material. So, this is my realization as I grow into the later 40s. Of course, you become enthusiastic by associating with those who are enthusiastic and reading about the lives of those who are so enthusiastic. Srila Prabhupada, so enthusiastic. Amazing, he had little energy. I would like to just tell you. Thank you for this question. I want to share with you. Recently, Srila Devadatta Swami Maharaj was in the Bhaktivedanta hospital. He was for almost like a few months he was there. And I go there every Monday to give that program. To give the program there. And every Monday is evening on the fifth floor. And the doctor was watching him at that time on devotee. His name is Achyutananda. So he came and said, "Devadatta Maharaj has sent word that he wants to give the class." I said, "What do you mean? You should walk in. There's no question of asking, just walk in." But I was hesitant because it's too difficult here to come and very difficult to speak because somebody has to translate and all. He wants to come. So he came.
And really, I tell you, I share with you my thought. Not just because there are Maharaj disciples are here, I want to just kind of use you or something. You have been very happy giving your presence. But I just want to share what actually I felt when I saw the wheelchair coming in and you were opening it. The thought came to my mind. He said, if I were to be in that position, I would be feeling so embarrassed to appear in front of public. I remember when my sister was in Jyoti Nimas College. There was a Miss Jyoti Nimas. She was a beautiful lady. And one day she was in the sports day, a javelin was thrown and went into her ear, and her half face was paralyzed. She refused to come to the college for many weeks, and ultimately she committed suicide. She Miss Jyoti Nimas. She couldn't come and face because it was such an embarrassment. Having seen yourself in the mirror to be so beautiful. Here was Maharaj, such an externally helpless position, not able to move. You know, every time somebody has to just squeeze in a little liquid and he can't even close his mouth, eyes are in a situation where he can't even blink. And in one sense, it's such an embarrassment. At least I in this position would never even think of coming in front of. Until I gave in particular the control of my body. The first thing he could, in any moment, he had that little energy is coming. Because he was really bothered about all this. He had enough energy, I want to use it in the service of Srila Prabhupada. That's all. Amazing enthusiasm. Simply, whatever little energy, whatever little I had, use it. In fact, I'll tell you another thing. I'm a speech therapist. I was a speech therapist. So the lady there, another person from, you know, the girl who joined, used to be. Generally, it is so painful. Any therapy is so painful after such a situation. So they cry, you know, generally patient has seen their father, or sometimes they cry because they're so bad, they hate that therapy coming here because painful situation. But I saw Maharaj's situation that these therapists would come and do the therapy. And he would get tired, he said, do more. They go, they will not that. Prabhu, they would be loving you. But they were struggling. Maharaj, don't mind, we do it. Don't see that so much. And week by week I could see, which could not have happened to others for years. In weeks I could see. Because of his sheer enthusiasm. And what is the proof? And what is the patience? Never complained, never heard anything. Why did Krishna do this to me? Never. This is faith. Krishna, this is the faith you have offered. But I will do whatever you have given me, I do my best. Till that last breath, I have prasada. We are going to do this. That's enthusiasm. Srila Prabhupada, last breath, he was translating Srimad Bhagavatam. I would like to share with you one last thing, if you don't mind. Yes, 5 minutes. I was told one time by a sannyasi, don't see that last, the final lesson of Prabhupada. Very painful. But when people say don't see something, but the devotees say don't see something, you want to know what is it that I don't want to see, why I don't see. And she wants to know what is it that I'm not supposed to see. So I said, I desperately tried to get that video. And I watched it. And it's a fact, very painful. And you see. And one time I saw in the last days, and he was moving his lips practically on, you know, you can't hear. Jayadev Maharaj would hold the mic practically in his mouth. And then you will be translating. You read the translation and use the purport. Brilliant consciousness, as good as Bhishma, you know, at the deathbed, speaking perfect dharma to Yudhishthira Maharaj. You know? So, but I have to agree in front of, speak in front of all the Vaishnava. I committed a blunder. A very offensive thought came to my mind when I saw that. I said, why should we do this drama? You have already established the society, you have already translated so much. If you don't translate 5-10 shlokas, Chhodo, okay already. Why is he trying to do even little less? You know, like 2 days before, you're doing this. And I was feeling a little kind of, but I didn't thought, no. Then I preached to myself, I said, no, just don't understand, keep quiet. Many years later, we were in Vrindavan, and His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, he was giving a talk. So how he came to Vrindavan when he was very young, even before, you know, like a sadhu. And there was one Baba, Shyam Baba or something, old man, Shyam Baba. He would assist him by carrying, he would take a bucket of water about few yards to actually worship his deity, Gopishambhala. And to carry from, say, my place to your place, this distance, about say 50 feet or something, it would take him more than half an hour. He would carry a little, carry, etc. So one day Maharaj was 19-year-old, very young man, just picked it up and he said, I will help you. You sit there, I will bring the water. He says, no. You are Gopishanand Vallabh's friend and I am his servant. You sit there, I will do it. Then he says, no, there was a fight going on. And ultimately, because Maharaj was very strong at that time, he picked up, snatched the bucket, and actually started going from. Then Ghanshyamava started crying. He said, please wait. He said, I am a very old man. I can't do any other service. The only service I am doing is this. You are a young man, you can do any service. If you snatch away any of this service, there is no reason for me to live. And I said, I heard this, I just gave him the bucket, and he said, Baba, I don't understand all this thing. Whatever you tell, I will do. Tell me, what should I do? I just walk there in front. At that time, immediately he came to me. For Srila Prabhupada, every breath meant service to his Guru. And his Guru's service was translate the books. So it was not in the process of somebody's benefit, okay. For him, for him it meant even learn one little breath, I'm going to use it for my Guru Maharaj's service. Otherwise, there is no use to that. That is enthusiasm and that is patience. Not worrying about what will happen or not happen. But never losing one's enthusiasm. Hare Krishna.